United Nations officials have said they agree in principle with a senior Iraqi Shiite religious leader about having early elections in the country, but they say any election must be well prepared. The UN fact-finding team made the comments after a rare meeting with Iraq's leading Shiite religious leader in the holy city of Najaf. The UN Special Representative to Iraq, Lakhdar Brahimi, said he agreed with Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani that the polls should happen as soon as possible, but he said they should be well prepared. Ayatollah al-Sistani is Iraq's most revered Shiite cleric, and he opposes U.S. plans to hold elections next year after handing over power this June to an interim authority picked in regional meetings. The United States says there is not enough time to organize general elections in Iraq by the planned handover date, but the Ayatollah disagrees. Tens of thousands of Shiites took to the streets in protest last month after Ayatollah al-Sistani encouraged them to oppose the U.S. plan. Any election will be a complicated logistical operation involving developing voter lists, arranging for ballots and secure counting facilities, and many other types of preparation. But the continuing insurgency could pose the greatest obstacle to holding free and fair elections. Security concerns have been heightened by two deadly car bombings in Iraq this week, one south of Baghdad on Tuesday and another in the capital on Wednesday. The two bombings killed a total of more than 100 people. Earlier in the week, the head of a Shiite Muslim political party, Abdulaziz al-Hakim, gave Mr. Brahimi a report claiming that early elections are possible. Shiites make up around 60% of Iraq's population. The UN team arrived over the weekend and is operating under tight security. It is the first UN mission to operate in Iraq since last August, when a car bomb at UN headquarters in Baghdad killed more than 20 people, including the special representative. The UN team includes election experts and security officials. They will reportedly spend a total of 10 days in Iraq. Their conclusions, which are non-binding, are expected to be announced at UN headquarters in New York next week. Kirk Troy for VOA News, Baghdad.